Welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts on this first Sunday of Advent. You know, it's we're creeping up to what we call the Christmas season, a wonderful time when we recognize the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus came into the world as a little baby, and the Scripture tells us he grew in wisdom and stature, and as he got to be older and he started his ministry and showing the world that he was truly God, we glean so much from his teaching. He has taught us so much. You know, we think of the Lord's Prayer, what I like to call the traditional Lord's Prayer. In my humble opinion, I think the real Lord's Prayer is in John 17 when he prayed for us. Can you imagine God praying for us? And we're always saying, well, we need to pray for God. Well, he prayed for us. Check it out for yourself. But our traditional Lord's Prayer, I just wanted to take a moment to think about some things. And I know you hear me say it a lot when I pray, where it says, deliver us from evil. I say, deliver us from the evil one. There's a lot of translation that still uses that, deliver us from evil, adding the evil one. And who is the evil one? Well, that's what I've been thinking about, especially in this day and time. This menacing ruler of this world is dragging our society into a deepening darkness. And we must turn to the light for ongoing help and victory. So for the next couple weeks, or next couple times I'm with you on the Pastor's Thoughts, I want to share a little bit with you about deliver us from the evil one. Because we live in a time when the fastest growing religion is no religion at all. Think about that. Look at the world. Well, its primary doctrine can be summarized in one succinct phrase. This is my truth. It's the me. Secular humanism, the me-isms, are the steady downbeats of its signature chorus line. And it has all the overtones of a religious movement with a fervor, zeal, and unwavering allegiance. Though pushing the envelope is faster and further than it ever seemed, it's the gospel of self. And it is as old as the Garden of Eden. Meanwhile, those who trust in the intervening God of the Bible are steadily declining. I think it's important that we proclaim the word and to encourage people and present the truth that Jesus Christ offers. We see it in America, though. We put it in our coins. In God we trust. In startling contrast to God Bless America, what a wonderful hymn that was written by Irving Berlin many years ago, as a past resounding hymn of national praise. We now have this year's Music Industry Grammy Awards. If you saw them, then you know what I'm talking about, and it features a major stage production of a song entitled Unholy. Not holy, unholy. And it was filled with satanic wardrobe and all kinds of things that they did. It was just worshiping Satan. That's the best I can put it. I don't know if you know this or not, but even some of our schools now, we, for a long time, tried to get Bible clubs in schools. They wouldn't let us have it. Now they have satanic clubs in our schools, even here in Tallahassee. Check it out. But make no mistake, the gauntlet has been thrown down before Almighty God and the disciples of Jesus Christ, or like I like to say, we're Christ followers. Not only by this single event, but also in the pervasive mass introduction by innumerable knocks on the door, by social media targeting young and moldable minds. And yes, you, who is a person of faith, and I'm sure that everybody within the sound of my voice especially is a person of faith, one who believes God's word and tries to do the very best we can proclaiming the good news of Christ. I think it's time for us in America to wake up and around this world, because it's accelerating a takeover of a steering wheel of civilization by the anti-God shock troops. Just, you know, don't take my word for it. I always tell you, don't take my word for it. What I see and what I'm thinking and what I'm telling you, do your own research. Check it out. You'd be amazed of the stuff that's going on in this country that we call the United States of America. So don't think that you or your loved ones are immune from this ever-encroaching onslaught of dark forces. Because we are truly in a battle of good and evil. And it's not simply a passing phrase, but I'd like to reflect on a verse of Scripture from the Old Testament, Esther 4:13 and 14. You remember the story of Esther. It says, "For such a time as this," that personal spiritual awareness, resolve, and protection of the mind and heart are essential at every turn. And it's time to be counted as one who continuously responds to the invitation that Jesus had given in Matthew 4 and John 21. Follow me. But let's consider for a moment. Follow me. An action item given by our Master and Lord Jesus Christ in what's commonly called the Lord's Prayer. In Matthew 6, 9 through 13, Jesus instructs us to include these elements in our prayers. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, the debts of sin, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but hear this church, deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Who is the evil one? Well, I think as we do a lot of studies on the Lord's Prayer and the teaching and this model prayer, as I said, Jesus gave it as a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with. But in this model prayer, bookends of praise is longing for deliverance from the evil one. Jesus was plainly stating that evil exists in this world. That's why he said, deliver us from the evil one. He elsewhere identifies its founding father as Satan, the devil. John 8:44, the same one who proclaimed in Luke 10:18, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. He is imploring us, his disciples, to clearly focus on Satan's present reality and take appropriate daily spiritual safeguards. And I'll close with this, and I want to, in the next couple of weeks, I'll add a little bit more to my thoughts as we come to the end of this little segment, that he would practice what he preached, meaning us. Now, we need to practice what we preach and preach what we practice. We need to be good witnesses, but you know, the devil is out there, and the Bible says he's seeking and roaring like a lion to devour anyone who is a part of the kingdom of God. Wow. Anyhow, I hope and pray that maybe you got a little bit of something out of me rambling a little bit, but you know, we pray that prayer all the time, and some translations don't have from the evil one, and some do. Our traditional one that we use around Bethel doesn't have it. But it's scriptural, it's there, and that's why I like to always try to add it when I pray that prayer. We have so many prayer requests and people on our prayer line, and you can click on the slides where it says Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, and it'll take you to what's in the bulletin with all the names of people that we have on the prayer line. One thing about praying is you don't need a priest. You don't need anybody. You just can say, Lord, I want to talk to you. Because Jesus gave us direct access to the Holies of Holies when he gave up the ghost on a cross. And it's something I think we should take advantage of, having access to the one who created us. It's a relationship. That's why I always say Christianity is not a religion. It's a relationship, and it's not a spectator sport. It's a participatory sport, because we can have participation with the one who created us. Wow, that's really cool. Anyhow, one thing that I did want to add to our thinking about people, our district superintendent, Clark Campbell Evans, had been diagnosed with prostate cancer, and I want to add that to our thinking. And I come into a prayer of agreement with you and for you and anybody you might have in your prayer lines, because intercessory prayer is so powerful. So with that said, and anticipating the wonderful time together in this season of Advent, we are in a constant state of Advent because we know Jesus is going to return. So we need to watch and pray. He is the only one that's going to be able to take this evil one and put him in his proper place forever. Read that little book of Jude. It's one chapter. I think 26 verses. You'll be blessed. Well, we said a little bit of the Lord's Prayer in my rambling here, but I want to finish with the Lord's Prayer that we commonly pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, I leave you with this thought. We are having a biblical mandate to encourage everyone in the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Encourage somebody today. Have a blessed day. In Jesus' name. Amen.